Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile. A fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick. 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
You are three Chinese snowboard contest.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Gods and Monsters podcast. I was going to start the show off with Alistair's song, and for the life of me, I can't remember what it's called again.
It's called Nightmare by Artie Shaw. No, it was 1938.
The very
one. Yeah. It was 1938. It was back when they were doing the old one microphone in a room and then everyone had to re-record it and everyone would change places in the studio. Yeah, absolutely.
So there's like four tracks and they just moved the microphone for each track?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No, well, they didn't move the microphone. They moved the people the playing. The band. They moved the band around. They shuffled them around.
I know.
That's
mixed
one. Yeah.
Is it not Sun Studios that the microphones are actually pinned down? They can't move them. And
no, you can move them.
Is it? Well, I'm sure I read somewhere that Sam, it used to be, is it Sam Phillips?
Yeah.
That he spent hours and hours trying to work out where the microphone sounded best, and he did it and he left
in the same place.
Oh, yeah, he did do that. Yeah, and he wouldn't move them. And so people, like the bands, had to work around his microphone setup.
Right, yeah.
Genius.
Because Elvis always used to have, the Shaw 55, famous one. He would always be in the corner by the door to the recording booth.
Uh-huh.
He'd always be stood in there.
I think, you know, it's still my favourite Elvis, it's still the Sun Studios Elvis.
Sun Studios and 68 Comeback Special.
Yeah, some of the comeback's good, some of it's a bit...
Trouble's great on the 68 Comeback Special.
Oh, yeah. That's Guitar Man's great on it as
well. Yeah, Guitar Man's really good, I think. Ah, Elvis.
But Mystery Train from the...
Mystery Train and...
And that's Alright Mama.
Yeah.
I've got the Sun Studios, like, with all the outtakes.
Have you?
CDs and everything. And it's brilliant, because there's loads of different versions of them. It's got all the stuff they did. And loads of just stuff of them, kind of, like, chatting in between, like, where they'll start and then, kind of, like, stop and go, oh, no, do it a bit more, such and such. It's really, really good. I recommend.
I heard the Beatles one of that. They did one like that, didn't they? It used to be a bootleg, and then they decided just to release it.
Did they?
Is it Let It Be? I think it might be.
Or Let It Be Naked.
Yeah, that's it. And it's got...
That's like, just... Like, sorry, on you go.
Oh, it was the studio session. Let It Be, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it was unmixed, I think it was.
Yeah, it was Paul McCartney.
Effects on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. I remember hearing it and thinking it was crap. It was just them talking and then them playing the song, but it was all Paul McCartney.
Mm.
Loves himself. I mean, he is a Beatle, so he's allowed to love himself, but still. He's no Ringo Starr.
Okay, well, I will describe what happened, and maybe as I start to describe, my anger will rise.
Yeah, it will.
You all know it. So I was going to do a college, because I'm on the dole, you know, you can do courses and get money off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was going to do a chemistry A level.
Right, yeah.
Because I've been trying to get into NHS stuff and thought that would help because my qualifications are piss poor.
Yeah. Meth lab. Sorry, I'm
going to
throw up.
And then the new prospectuses came out and the government, in their infinite wisdom, took all concessions away for A levels except for film studies. Although useful,
it's completely useless.
It's completely useless. I, as a film school graduate, I can say that it's useless.
Okay, I was being deferential to you, but completely fucking useless. And psychology, again, another useless one. And I think so.
Basically, just the things that everybody wants to do anyway. So the two most popular courses at uni.
Yeah, because
subscribe.
Because you can be a complete fucknut and get onto them.
Basically, yeah. Again,
not saying anything about you, Aaron. Don't take it personally.
At least I did sound recording with my film studies. You know, I did a double thing. Not like you.
Yeah.
I did sound design, it was mine.
What sound design? You can't design sound. Stupid.
I beg.
Yeah, you can design sound.
That's right. So, anyway. So I was like, oh shit, what am I going to do? So I was looking through the part-time... Bear in mind, part-time prospectus. And there was an HND for journalism, print or
yeah,
film. Yeah, and I was like, oh, groovy, I'll do that. It's a year. HND is a like a full A level. You know, it's quite 2 years to do an A level.
It's higher than an A level.
No, it's a full A level.
I thought HND was higher than an A level.
No.
Was it?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Right. I was like, oh, bitching, I'll do that. I went to the kind of interview, which was like a group interview. It was a really like decent college in the Bristol city centre. Really nice like studios and labs, there was a kind of bank of Macs and stuff. I was like, all right, this would be cool. The guy seemed to know what he was talking about. I was like, oh, this would be cool. Everyone else was kind of, was kids. So I was like, yeah. Excellent. I'll go for this. Got signed off on the dole. Like, you have to get this stamp to kind of enroll and everything. And it was, like £1,500 down to £135 with the job seeker's concession.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, sweet. And I was like, I wonder. But £135 is like the whole of my 2 week allowance of dole.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still kind of like pretty fucking steep. And they've got this thing where they'll pay for your entire thing if you can't afford it. So I made an appointment and was like, yeah, can I get this? And they were like, No, we're not going to pay for this. And not only are we not going to pay for it, if you enroll in it, we're going to stop your job seeker's allowance. Was that?
Isn't that sort of the opposite of the thing you were trying to?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, why? They're like, well, see, it's not a part-time course. I was like, well, yeah, I see it's kind of like 2 mornings a week. And it's like, yeah, that's going to stop you getting a job. I was like, no, the fact there's no jobs is stopping me getting a fucking job.
Yeah.
The point is that all my, when you go on your job seeker's allowance, you have to put 3 different kind of careers down that you're willing to do. So I've got like, barber, something like NHS-y, like lab tech, or like entry level NHS, and retail. Mm-hmm. And there is quite literally nothing. Barbers, they are only doing rent-a-chair at the moment, you can't get a waged job. Lab tech, they're giving the entry level positions away to people with actual fucking degrees in the, like, the thing, because they can take their pick, because there's so many people applying for them. And retail, there is just nothing, because that's what everyone else, that's just what everyone else is getting. So it's like, well, you can see that I'm having to try down a new like a new avenue, and they're like, oh yeah, we can see that. But what we kind of do is we kind of go for like short term courses, like maybe an English course. It's like, I can speak English. As well, or maybe a like a kitchen hygiene course, something that's like a couple of weeks long. How's that? Right, so you want me to fucking do a course that will fucking, which has no qualifications, won't be recognised as fuck all by any employer, just to get me off the dole for a couple of weeks for the numbers game for the government? And they're like, it's like, yes, that's what you're doing, isn't it? Because there's no course that you can do in 10 weeks that will give you a qualification good enough to break into a new field.
True that.
No.
There's simply nothing that you can do. And HND is a decent qualification. Something,
it's a diploma.
Yeah.
It's recognised.
Yeah, it's actually recognised.
It shows a sort of willingness to commit yourself to something as well, which worse than food hygiene doesn't really.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, so essentially what that is set up to do is either for foreigners, God bless them, or complete fucking retards that let loose in the kitchen would otherwise drink the bleach and need to be shown not to drink
the bleach. Urinate in the sink.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we do not urinate in the sink.
The thing is that even if you were off the dole and you went for that course, if it's classed as a full-time course, you'd get a bursary. Which is more than your dole.
No, but it's not. It's only the dole that classes it as a full-time course. It's in the part-time prospectus. It's a part-time course.
If it's 2 days a week, that's hardly
full. Yeah, so well, it's two mornings. It's not even a full. It's 8 hours a week, which is not a full course. But they class it full-time course because it's over the course of a year. Or a kind of student year.
Semester. Long term.
Yeah. That's why.
That's retarded.
Yes. So no, I can't do that either. Which is really very frustrating. So I was really looking forward to that. Yeah, sorry, go on.
What about the rest of the story? Because it's not just that you were frustrated by.
We're talking about the army?
Yes.
Hmm. That's still ongoing.
Is it still? Is it still not decided?
Not yet. My recruiting officer is just saying, right, until we hear otherwise, until it gets sorted, I'm just going to push you through. So I've still been going. I'm still doing all my stuff. Did you hear about this, Al? I have a tattoo that caused the army some trouble, and I got my application rejected. But we're gonna. It hasn't even gone to official appeal yet. So I mean, this
because of the tattoo.
Yeah.
Does it say "fuck the Queen"?
You would think so, the way they reacted.
No, which tattoo is causing them consternation?
Do you remember the one on the back of my neck?
Yes.
It's Electo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. It apparently, Electo from Greek mythology, one of the Furies.
Yeah.
Would apparently offend anyone that understood what it meant.
It is like 1% of the planet.
Yeah.
And the
people, and even smaller percent of the army.
Yeah. And anyone who died over 2,000 years ago.
And God forbid if you're pointing a gun at someone that you want to offend the master.
I know.
Pointing a high, like a rifle in someone's face isn't offensive, but
you are being elected. The last thing army wants is conflict.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that is still... That is still going on.
Okay.
So that again is quite frustrating. But at least my recruiting officer being sound about it, he's kind of.
Did you do the old? Do you know who I am? Do you know who my brother is? That kind of thing.
No, God no.
I would have done that.
They would have beaten the shit out of you for being weak.
I still would have done it.
I know, because I still know kind of some people quite high up from Hereford. And it has been tempting. But if you go down that route, you'd just be... And I do get it, and people, that's what you'll be known for.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But how's your... Did you get a job, Al?
I did not, sadly.
Wow.
Since the last podcast, neither you two have jobs. And you're still going to blame this global recession. We're coming out of the recession.
No, we're not. The banks are coming out of the recession.
Yeah.
I am currently working, though.
Where at?
At a cafe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. So are you just a waiter, or you're a chef, or a cook, or a tillman?
My artist.
A barista, yeah.
So you're not a mime artist in the corner?
No.
Miming for dollars.
Yeah, I perform Al Jolson songs.
Mommy. That would... Ooh, I'd pay good money to see that, personally.
Yeah. Just to see me black. Well, great.
Yeah, if I had it. I have to wait for my next dollar.
Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Hey, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race.
Yeah, that's
time.
What the topic was going to be, was money, wasn't it? Well, that was Leafy wanted to talk about that, because Leaf ran out of money as well.
So what, from the sale of his house?
Yeah, he spent it all.
Mind you, at least he's been travelling and getting around and shit.
Yeah, you're only defending him because you went through the same thing and had lots of money and then spent it all.
I appreciate how difficult it is keeping hold of large amounts of money.
But that's what money's for, though, isn't it?
You know? Spending.
Yeah. Some people
do not see it that way. At once.
It's like I was watching a program and they were saying that the reason the recession is going on is because people aren't spending enough money in the shops and buying stuff. But then, like one guy was saying, do they realize how much shit we already own? And it's true. It's like my house is full of crap that I don't want, I never use. And maybe we're just kind of waking up to all this bollocks and the advertising is not working anymore. Yeah. I don't need a blender. I don't need a smoothie maker.
Yeah, I'll have it.
I don't need a blender and a smoothie maker because they're the same thing.
Well, see, we have both. And they're both gathering cobwebs in the cupboard.
So, oh, sure, make me a smoothie. You've really put you in the mood for a smoothie maker.
Do you know the problem with smoothie makers? I have the same problem with, we've got a coffee maker as well. And the problem is that it's really nice having a smoothie, but the fact is that you have to spend 45 minutes after making it washing every single piece. And so I thought, I'd rather go to a shop and buy a smoothie. It's much
better. What sort of coffee maker have you got? Like one of those little espresso machines?
Yeah, we got one of the proper ones. It's the same problem because you've spent hours washing it after you've made
one. A filter machine. No, see, I've got one of those.
No, it's one of the ones that go... And it steams the milk and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have that as well.
Yeah, I'd love it, and I love the coffee it makes, but it's so messy and untidy, and it takes, like, once you've made, like, two cups of coffee, you have to take it all apart and wash it. And I was, oh, Jesus.
The idea of them is that you can have cafe coffee at home, but the fact is that in a cafe, you're making hundreds of coffees all at once, so
exactly.
You're cleaning up. It makes more sense.
Yeah.
It is an industrial machine.
That's the problem with it. But the coffee is fantastic. It gets you really jacked up. It's like really strong. You start going like that after a while.
Do you do your thing where you bounce up and down on the spot, clapping your hands together in a really girly fashion?
Yes.
You always do that when you get excited.
I
do these little bounces and these little tiny hand claps. It's like a little like Tyrannosaurus Rex clapping his hands.
I also, when I achieve something, I rub my hands together. You know, I do the whole, you know, like I've made an evil plan. Because Beck points out, if I'm playing like on my Xbox and I pass a level, I'll sit there and rub my hands together like saying, yes! Like that. I can't help it. It's the same after sex. When I've had sex. And sit up in bed and like, yes! Mission achieved!
Time for Xbox.
Are you going up to anything exciting apart from that?
Battling the government.
Yeah.
Not really.
What's the deal with your visa then?
I have a 1 year work visa.
Right.
Which I can extend to 2 years because I'm a UK citizen.
Hurrah!
Commonwealth and all that, is it?
Yeah.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. The Empire, for a thought. But if I want to extend it, I have to get a
job?
Chest x-ray.
Oh.
Yeah,
which costs a couple $100. But it's cheaper to get it done here than it would be in the UK, because I could have got a 2 year one in the first place. Mm. But the chest x-ray would cost more in the UK.
Oh, right, okay.
I had to go through four medicals and everything, and blood tests and.
Yeah.
Shebang, just to get an Australian passport, which I then fucked up by leaving the country.
But, I don't know whether I'll stay here or not at the moment, just because I could work in a cafe in Scotland or England or anything like that.
Yeah, but you're in New Zealand, it's got to be cooler.
It's alright. I think it'll be nicer once it gets into summer, because it's winter at the moment. Well, it's not been, you know. It's not snowed or anything. So the weather can be pretty shitty. Like, it's not that cold. Even like today is 14 degrees.
It's 14 degrees here today.
And it's summer for you.
Yeah.
But it rains a fair bit here, and it doesn't rain like in Scotland. It can rain all the time, but here it will just piss down for ages and then stop.
Cool.
And it's just annoying. It's cool if you, I don't know, don't live a 45-minute walk away from town.
Right, okay.
And thousands and thousands of miles away from anything important.
Yeah.
See now, forgive my shoddy geographical knowledge, is Wellington North Island or South Island?
It's North Island, it's right on the bottom. It's North Island.
Hardly anything on the South Island, isn't it? Is it not just...
Dunedin's on the South Island.
The bottom of the South Island has got a population.
The South Island is kind of like, the North's got a few places, and the very South's got a few places, and then it's sort of, it's quite populated down the East Coast. But the West Coast is just sort of glaciers and mountains and stuff, so there's not a lot going on there, or particularly. But I think the South Island is the sort of the really beautiful country. It's nice enough on the North Island, but it's all a bit samey.
Well, don't come back before I've got a chance to come over and visit.
Yeah, the way I just live, that could be a while.
Yeah, so you can buy a house.
That's over on a steamer.
Yeah, I'll stow away in a tramp steamer.
Tell you what, I bet it'd be cooler going and getting that way to New Zealand. It would be bloody flying. I know flying to Australia sucks ass.
Yeah.
And so, but I can imagine going on a boat because you'd like just gradually go through the time zones. I bet it'd be really nice, and you adjust much quicker and.
But it would take about a month to get here.
Yeah, but it's like a month holiday, isn't it? It's not like you're doing anything.
On a boat?
Yeah.
There's tons of stuff to do on a boat. You can fish. You can run from one side to the other. You can play that...
So, shuffle runs
shuffle,
and
you
fish.
Can shuffle thing, the shuffle game. I've shuffle seen board. The Carry On films. You chase the booby women around. And trying to get laid and lecture with people.
Also, Titanic.
The what?
Titanic.
Titanic. Carry On, yeah, Titanic.
See, that would be more interesting if that happened.
Carry On, Titanic. People using Barbara Windsor's breasts as
or just use Hattie Jakes as a life raft. Are you masturbating?
Sorry, no, I was playing drums.
Uh-huh.
That's how interesting you two are.
Hey, this is your deal, dude. You should have been coming up with topics.
But it's so early in the morning.
Hey, let's talk about topics. I love topics.
The topic
that's
bird.
Some chocolate. Yeah, the chocolate.
Have you bought a whisper yet, Alistair?
Oh, dude, I have had about
ditto. I have a thousand
1,500 whispers.
Yeah, I just love whispers.
Oh, brilliant, because yeah. if you refrigerate them for a really long time and they get really hot, they're fantastic. Yeah,
have
yeah.
Have you go out today and buy yourself a pack of Munster? They've gone back to the old ones.
Have they?
Yeah, they're really, really big again. And I was like so chuffed.
Are they the original flavours again?
Yeah, yeah, and they've got the Munsters back on them in the front cover. The original sorry, Ian, carry on.
No, I saw a packet there today because there's a shop called Cool Britannia where you can buy like Iron Brew and Wham bars and things like that.
Sweet.
Cool.
They don't have whispers though, which is quite strange.
Well, they don't have them everywhere here.
No, not every shop's got them.
No.
But it's sort of limited.
Yeah. I know Tesco's don't sell them, but our local little shop down the road in Birkhead sells them.
Cool.
I did hear them back.
So there was Drifters as well that were back on the market.
Oh, have they come back, have they?
Yeah.
Drifters are awesome, man.
Drifters, it took me fucking ages to find them, because I read the article that said, oh, they're redoing Whispers, Drifters, and I think there was another one that I didn't really care about. And I was like, fucking awesome. Found myself some Whispers. I was like, right, Drifters next. Fucking out really hard. Luckily, I'm unemployed, because it took me about 4 months to find Drifters.
I
most of my time doing.
If it takes you that long to find a chocolate bar, think about how long it's going to take you to find a dog.
I know.
What was the other thing? I heard that Starburst, formerly Opal Fruits, were possibly
that was the other one.
Opal Fruits again.
Yeah, that was the other one. Yeah. But I haven't seen that, though.
I don't know if it ever happened.
I've never seen an Opal Fruit.
I'll get right on it. Yeah. 6 months behind my laptop.
We'll do another podcast in a few months then.
Yeah. The Opal Fruit Podcast.
Okay.
The effects, and it's like this really loud, like buzzing. I was like, what is that? It turns out it's your window.
It's probably more of the things outside my window.
No, it was your window.
Your electric window.
A vibrating window.
Now, there's an idea. Why don't we get windows that heat so that they don't get cold in the main house?
Because the heat will instantly go out the window.
Yeah, but then you'll make more money as an electrical company, won't you?
Only people bought.
I'm going to patent that.
You do that.
Of course, you won't be able to touch it when it's raining. But
yeah, there's a few design flaws there you might want to work out.
So yeah.
Also, I think they have as well.
Alan Bruce, we also need your gallery on the website, and so you have to sort that shit out, man.
Yes, I will do. I've got the instructions now.
So. Yeah, Leaf put his on, but Leaf being Leaf didn't just put like 10 or 20 pictures like me and Arsty, but 73.
Good boy. Yes. All classics, or...
Don't make fun of Leaf.
I'm not making fun of Leaf. This is the way he said it.
I remember he came back from Italy, and he was staying with me in Edinburgh for a little while, and put his... a few of his pictures on my computer. I think he'd taken something like 400 pictures.
Yeah, he did the same thing to the islands up north, because I've still got them on my computer, all his pictures.
So, like, I'm quite keen at photography, and I hardly ever take pictures.
I'm the same. You just learn, you know, when to take the picture, not necessarily just put your finger on the button.
See, this is going back to the thing, because you're into print photography as well, though, aren't you?
Not quite so much now. Just because,
of course, because it's more expensive. That's why you don't take so many photos.
Yeah, sure. I've actually got a digital SLR now, which I use.
Do you? What is it?
It's a
Canon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a technical term. It's a Canon EOS 400D or 450D.
Cool.
It's pretty nice. Oh, against my effect. What's that?
Is it a print slash digital or wholly digital?
Wholly digital.
You don't get print slash digitals.
Yes you do.
Do you?
Oh, yes you do.
Well, you can still print digital pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you can get digital cameras that will film in them.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm just putting that stuff. So it's
so that you've got a digital reference, so you can look at the picture immediately.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And you can shoot it on film.
Uh-huh. Rather than
which makes total sense.
Yeah, rather than taking pictures. It's
what Polaroid used to be.
Yeah,
right. Polaroid, so you could take a picture, and then in a studio you could immediately see what it would look like.
I remember the days of taking pictures and having to wait like 2 weeks before I go and pick them up from Admiral Photographic just to find out then a bunch of fuckers had fucked the whole film up and, sorry, there's a free film back. It's like, free fucking film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good thing.
Yeah, I'll just get definitely play in the pub again, shall I?
Yeah. Tig has got rid of all his Nikon now.
Really?
Alright.
Because he had loads of Nikons. And now he is solely based with Leicas.
Oh, they are lovely cameras.
Yeah, he's got an M6 and an M8 digital. And another one. And it's just fucking lush. Absolutely fucking lush. Incredibly expensive.
I was in a photography museum in Melbourne on the way over here. Oh. And they have a gold Leica.
Fuck.
It's just awesome.
Typical fucking Australians. Gaudy as fuck.
Yeah. Melbourne's a cool city, though. Melbourne's the only cool city I've ever been in all of Australia.
I love Melbourne. Yeah. I thought it was really cool.
Even though it's not as pretty as Brisbane. Brisbane looks a lot nicer. But Melbourne's...
You get down down by the river with all the fireballs coming out of the...
Yeah, but Brisbane's like, Brisbane I think looks a bit more like San Francisco. It's like, it's all on hills and stuff.
Mm.
And it looks really cool. And you can go like really high up and it's just, Brisbane looks really pretty.
Okay.
So, Coolangatta's even prettier. Coolangatta's stunning.
So. Harker, you fucking Aussie fan.
Yeah.
That's it, though. I mean, I went to other places.
No, backtracking now. You love Australia. You wish you were there now.
I did live there for over a year, you know.
Yeah,
and I did marry an Australian.
Every second of it.
I did loathe every second of it. I was like, I'm too hot! It's not raining. There's an insect biting me. These sausages taste funny. I want sausages made out of pig. Beef. Everyone speaks funny. I was very much that person.
Yeah. And the chocolate tastes just
fucking
awful.
Fucking gross, the chocolate. It's because they have to put some shit in it to stop it melting.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, ugh.
Yeah, fucking awful. Apart from the Chiquitos, which do kick ass.
Did we not? Every time we get something from Australia, we always send them to you, don't we?
Yep. Thank you to your good lady wife.
Yep.
God bless her.
Yeah, she always
keeping
remembers
me you. In my my Aussie smack.
What's it like in New Zealand for sweets? I suppose they'd be slightly different, wouldn't they?
I think, I imagine we probably get a lot of Australian stuff.
Yeah, I reckon you could.
The most popular things that I've come across are things called Jaffas, which are sort of balls of chocolate in a red shell that tastes a bit like orange. Mm. They're not so much. Tim Tams, which we get, is good. Perky Nanas, which have the best name. Are just sort of marshmallowy banana stuff. You know, like those banana. The little banana shaped
pieces. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're more chewy than that. And they're sort of coated in chocolate as well. And pineapple lumps, which are the same concept, but with pineapple flavouring.
Do you get cherry ripes?
No.
They're horrible. They're like one of the biggest ones we sold in the shop. I just thought they were the most revolting thing ever.
Not to know that alcohol, drugs, XF12, or any other illegal activity.
Actually, I read an interesting thing in the paper today. Let me see if I can find it. It was a guy, an Australian man, walked naked into somebody's hotel room, a couple's hotel room in Queensland, and fell asleep on their bed. Well, the quote from the policeman was, where is it? We didn't charge him, it was far too funny. So apparently, the way to get away with any crime is make it amusing. If you kill someone, leave a little red nose on them, and it'll be fine.
Brilliant.
Or just end everything in a ta-da!
I watched a whole thing this morning on TED TV about this new, well, it's actually an old scientific theory, but it's coming back into light because it's getting a lot of followers. One of them being Sir
Gravity?
No, Sir Richard Attenborough is a huge follower of it. And that we don't actually come from, like, we come from monkeys, but not the same family as everyone thinks, like, you know, the chimpanzee family.
Oh, this isn't the orangutan instead
no,
of chimpanzee.
It's not the orangutan one, it's the aquatic monkey one. I don't know if you've heard this.
Sea monkeys?
Not sea monkeys, no, I got that first. We come from sea monkeys? No, they reckon that at one point we would have been like, basically like aquatic monkeys, we would have lived mostly in water. Because they can't come up with theories why we're hairless. We have no reason to be hairless. And why we can talk and other monkeys can't. And so the theory is that all animals on this planet that can change pitch and note in a voice live in water, and that comes from them breathing. You have to have certain breathing techniques. And so that then, like dolphins being the prime example. And so they thought that. And the other theory was is that, you know, they said that the reason we stand up like bipedal is because we had to look over tall grass. That's the main theory. Well, the other theory is that if we were in water, like waist-depth water, you to stand up in the water and walk around, you'd have to grow stronger muscles in your back.
Well, like
it's wading, basically. So, yeah, that's the theory. And it's getting a huge following, so, because it kind of fills in a lot of holes that are missing in the theory at the moment.
Mm, but it also sort of invents an aquatic monkey.
It does, yeah.
Which I've not really heard of before.
Well,
I found it endlessly amusing, though.
The aquatic monkey. Well, there you go. We could all come from aquatic monkeys.
Fish monkey.
Richard Attenborough is a huge follower of it, and he's not the only one.
Stop saying that! You're not buying any more followers with your... But
it
Richard
must be the truth. It's on the internet. Okay? The internet doesn't lie.
Do you mean David Attenborough?
That's him, David Attenborough, not the actor.
It's Richard Attenborough. That doesn't throw an awful lot of weight behind it.
Fuck. I got the wrong Attenborough, okay? At least that was interesting for 5 seconds.
No, it was. I mean, I'm still picturing this fish monkey.
It's not a fish monkey. It's an aquatic
monkey.
Does he
have gills?
No.
Did we breathe water?
No, not that kind of... Like the same way... Like,
like the ones in, like...
Like a dolphin.
Thailand and stuff like that, where they swim underwater and, like, they jump off the trees and swim around and stuff.
Yeah, basically more like that. And that's why we lost all of her, because you don't need her when you're in water.
But those monkeys that do that now still have hair.
Yeah, but they're not... We were more water-based, so we wouldn't have got out of the water as much to go on the land, if that makes sense.
Well,
we spent most of the time in the water, but we would have come out for certain things. I don't know.
What, like seals?
Yeah, a bit like seals, yeah.
Seals have hair.
Yeah.
Some seals have hair.
So would we have just kept our heads above water all the time then? And that's why we still got hair on our heads.
Maybe we had some kind of snorkeling device.
You thought there's all these little trees in the water. It wasn't little trees.
Wow.
Little pink trees. Oh, sorry, in Alistair's case, big pink trees.
Thank you.
Why is that one bigger than all the rest one? That's Alistair's nose.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's... I'd live with it for a long, long time. His cruelty.
Yeah, you are nature's joke, aren't you?
I am. Nature's clown.
Nature's duke. Nature's duke. I'm going to say it again until someone laughs. Nature's duke. I'm going to keep saying it. I put a new section into the website, Mr. Bruce. And it's got new music in it, and there's some cool songs. And I don't know if you've heard the Dark Night of the Soul yet, have you?
I have actually, yeah, I don't.
Oh,
hold on.
I have the
artwork for it, though, that David Lynch.
Hold on, give me 2 seconds, guys. I'm going to have to, you guys talk between yourselves.
You can't make us.
Yeah.
We're not going to do what you're going to say. So what's Bex doing?
She's working in the same cafe as me.
Ah.
That's how I got the job. She does the rubber, so I just sort of, my name just appeared on it.
Nice. Sleeping with the boss.
You're sleeping with the boss again, Alan? Is she not your boss?
No, she's not. Oh. She's not technically the boss this time. She just does the rubber.
I still haven't fucking met her.
No, I know.
Probably a good thing, Al.
Crazy, though I believe I have spoken to her, or at least years and years ago, when you're in Edinburgh.
I've not met Laura, Alistair.
Nor have I.
Neither have I.
not truly deeply met her. You've not got to know her inner child yet.
I haven't met her anally.
Yeah.
Not deeply.
Yeah, and until you meet them mainly, you haven't truly met.
My sense of humour is getting worse with age. I find toilet humour funny.
It's so easy to get a laugh out of you.
That's very true. Not as much. Nothing's made me laugh as much as me finding Bakersfield PD on YouTube.
Dude, that site that was selling the DVD has closed down.
Yeah, I thought it might have.
But that was the only place to get it anywhere in the world. It's not even released in America. You could only get it in Britain from that one website. So it's sitting in a fucking warehouse somewhere, loads of the fucking whole season of Bakersfield PD.
I know. I can't believe they cancelled it. It says on Wikipedia they cancelled it because Foxworth didn't like the fact it didn't have a laugh track.
And well, it was one of the first ones to not have a laugh track.
Yeah, and so the Americans didn't know when to laugh.
But it was the same kind of thing that they cancelled Police Squad. They just didn't get it.
Yeah.
There's only six episodes.
So clever. There's only six episodes of Police Squad.
There's only six episodes.
Yeah. Jesus. I suppose there's only like 6 or 7 episodes of Fawlty Towers, isn't there? But it feels like there's hundreds.
Yeah, I think there's
2 seasons.
Oh, is
there? But there's only kind of like... 4 in the season.
Yeah,
like.
There's not many. Still classic.
Oh, Bakersfield PD, man, was so funny. Because it was on Channel 4. Is that where we used to watch it, Sean?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was.
Do you know they're remaking Alien Nation, talking about stuff we used to watch?
Yes, I heard that. Mm. And they're making a Fraggle Rock film. And supposedly the Halo film's back on, but this time it's going to be Spielberg. Spielberg is putting his name to it, which is interesting.
To what, sorry?
Halo. You know the game Halo?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
They're doing a Clash of the Titans as well.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
I can't believe they're doing that. The original's brilliant. I mean, they're going to fuck it up, knowing.
Oh, the original had Laurence Olivier in it. How the hell are they going to top that?
They've got to go to Terminator Salvation.
Have you seen that, Alan?
Acting powerhouse. I have seen it, yeah.
I didn't like it at all. And yeah, all my friends I've spoken to online absolutely loved it.
I enjoyed it while I was watching it, but the more I think about it, the less sort of sense it makes, really.
Well, it's a Terminator film, it's never going to make sense, because they fucked everything up with the whole time thing. Because when you think about the whole time thing, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't really feel like a Terminator film, it doesn't really seem to fit in with the canon.
No, because I said this to Beck, with the Terminator films, the greatest thing about it, and what made the first two so good, is the fact that they felt like unstoppable. The enemy was completely unstoppable and they were just constantly running and it made its tension. And this one didn't have that. It didn't have that at all. You just kind of got bored. So.
Well, it was McGee, for God's sake.
Oh, that's true.
And Charlie's Angels.
It's a lot better than it should have been with him at the...
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, some of the directing wasn't that bad. It was. I mean, it did stick together and it did manage to tell the story. Which is,
it looks quite great as well.
Yeah, it did. It did look alright. Yeah, but I still wasn't too impressed with it.
Yeah.
It was a pity because the story should have been more based around the two characters that you actually give a damn about, which is John Connor and the guy, his dad.
Yeah, Carly.
Hey, yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
You don't need to. That's the basic plot. That's the three characters. There's only three characters really in it.
I didn't know that. Now I'm not going to watch it. I have a 6-character minimum per film.
You want your money's worth.
Yep. None of this Lars von Trier two-handers bullshit.
Is that Lars von Trier, the guy who did the one with the no set?
Yeah, Dogville.
Yeah, that was brilliant. That was really, really good.
I liked it, but it was a bit long.
I never noticed.
It's incredibly self-indulgent, though.
It's still great, though.
Yeah.
Still really, really good. Shows you that sometimes the story is more important than everything else that goes on around
That's
it.
That's ever true.
So, I really, really liked Cold Mountain, which I know a lot of people hated that as well. I really liked it.
Does that not have
Jack
Renee? What's her face?
Yeah.
I can't watch any film with her squinting.
She's not bad in that, because she plays an idiot in it, so. She kind of fits the role pretty well. She does play squinting inbred kind of, and so you kind of fits the role. It's also got what's he doing? It's got Jack White in it as well.
I know.
Yeah.
He does a really nice version of Wayward Stranger.
Oh yeah. Well, like Tim Buckley.
Stranger. Yeah. Well, it's not really a Tim Buckley song, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's a little folk song.
Tim Buckley was one of the first time travellers.
Oh, really?
So, mm-hmm.
It was written by Tradar, I think you're fine.
Man, he is prolific. The amount of songs Tradar has done. He must be rolling in money.
He must be rolling in the money. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back in time and change my name to Tradar. And then I'll get all the money for these songs.
He wrote some Zeppelin stuff as well.
He did write some songs for Zeppelin, yeah. I watched a 2-hour documentary on the British blues explosion of the 60s, and they mentioned Zeppelin for the last 2 minutes of the whole show. I was like, what? Huh? What?
Or little John Mayall and stuff like
that. Yeah, and, you know, like saying Clapton was a god and stuff like that, and I was disagreeing heavily.
But back then, Clapton was fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
but back I still then. Don't think he was as good as Peter Green. I don't care what you say. I think Peter Green was a better blues guitarist.
Yeah, but it's a completely different style, though, really.
Yeah.
But it's both blues, but they're like, Eric Clapton's double stops, to get technical, were fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's
absolutely fucking the control that fucker had. And I suppose still does, but Jesus Christ, they were so good. I haven't really appreciated that since about like a couple of years, because I always just the Clapton era I grew up in was slow hand, and it was just fucking awful.
It's late 70s, 80s Clapton, that's what I heard as first as well, before I ever heard Cream, and it doesn't do really much for me at all.
See, I don't even really like Cream that much, because I think Jack Bruce is a tool who slagged off Zeppelin hugely in an interview last year, so I hated him even more. And he's really up his own arse. But no, it's the like John Mayall, that kind of era.
Yeah. Bluesbreakers.
Yeah, the Bluesbreakers. You listen to the, because he only did one album with them, with John Mayall. And that album is fucking brilliant. His guitar work is just awesome.
I didn't realise they got, back in the mid 60s, they used to get all these famous blues people coming across, but they couldn't afford to like get the whole band across. So they'd like get Howlin' Wolf would come across and say, right, here's your backing band, and it was like the John Mayall, like Bluesbreakers.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and then they go back to America, the like Howlin' Wolf from like saying, them wild boys can play, man. Because of course in America, most people had never heard of the blues, and they're saying the famous story of when the Beatles went to America for the first time, and they asked them what they most want to see, and they said Muddy Waters. And they're like, where's that? They showed you how much the Americans knew about their own kind of music at the time.
Yeah.
So, it's just very strange that middle class English people brought blues to the Americans.
It's true. Mm. I've got the box set that I got on sale. It's got the Martin Scorsese film, Clint Eastwood film, all documentaries about different eras of the blues.
All right,
cool. In this one box set, there's about 8 different films. It's fucking brilliant. Really, really good.
Cool.
Very, very good. And what was I watching the other day? I watched the Spike Lee documentary When the Levees Broke about Katrina the other day.
It is good,
but you start watching it, and you're thinking, what the fuck is the government doing? What a complete bunch of a-holes. And just, like, such a clusterfuck. Such an incredible clusterfuck. Mm-hmm. That just nothing got done. And I was watching, I was like, oh, Jesus. And you get all these people telling these kind of like, stories. And then you kind of, as it goes on, and these people get more angry about what happened to them, and you can't help but feel that you start to lose sympathy for them the more they rant. And it's like, well, to be fair, they did issue warnings and a mandatory evacuation order. And I know a lot of people were quite too poor, didn't have means to get out. But a lot of people were saying before, they were like, oh no, we're going to stay. We lived through Hurricane Betsy, that was the one that hit in, I think, 67 or 63 or something. We lived through that, we'll stay, like that. And then, so they stayed. All this fucking shit happened, where the levees broke and things. But bear in mind, Katrina didn't even hit New Orleans directly.
No, it didn't, no.
But it was kind of like, and then the client going, oh, they didn't send people in to get us until fucking ages, like that. It's like, oh, hey, wait a minute, you're acting, it's that whole typical, I don't know if it's typical, but there's very much an American feeling of entitlement, where they feel everything should be done to help them, where they can't help themselves. And that really comes across in some of the later bits. And you start to lose sympathy for the people that you should really have sympathy for, just because of their utter fucking whinging. But it's just so incredibly not British, and how
yeah, we well, you know,
yeah, we would have been like that. Oh, it's okay, we were kind of housed up in this thing. There were people dying around us, but you know, we made do. I met some lovely people from Swansea next to us, and we played gin rummy until someone came and took the bodies away. it would be like that over here. But over there, it's kind of like they just fucking complain. It was very good, and the footage is amazing.
To watch that.
Yeah.
I watched
it. Great music as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
I watched The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which I was highly impressed with and really, really enjoyed, but I'm still to this day not read a good review of that film. Just about everybody hated it. And I don't know why.
Have you seen it, The Boy?
Have I seen it? Yes, I have.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I didn't think it was incredible, but I liked it.
Well, I didn't think it was incredible, but I thought it was a really good film. It was better than most of the crap that comes out.
Yeah, special effects were stunning, like all the aging and de-aging.
It was stunning, wasn't it? It was outstanding. It was just really, really well done.
It's not so much the when he looks older as when he looks younger.
Yeah,
I was impressed. He looks younger than he did with Thelma and Louise and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, it's amazing.
But yeah, I thought the story was really good. I mean, Bex was like, "Well, how can he go? That's impossible." And I was like, oh, "That's not really important to the story."
Forrest Gump is possible as well, but people like that.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you talking about? How the hell is Forrest Gump not possible?
I don't know. You couldn't be, you know, on the Olympic ping pong team and meet the president and go to Vietnam and
die on camp. I'm concerned, Forrest Gump is a documentary.
If you're a borderline retard, I'd say. Some people could achieve those things, but he couldn't.
Okay. That, I'll grant you. I'll grant you that Tom Hanks could not do all those things.
Yeah,
you laughed like Scooby-Doo then, Alan.
We don't live in the real world here. This is a flesh and blood world, not the real world. The real world is where the spirit of Osha comes and talks to me. The real world isn't in the technology or all those books. It's in our visions and dreams. Whenever we dream or have a vision, the door is opening for us. If we learn something from that, that's when we actually do something.
This is going to be different. To tell the story, I have to start from the start. We met in the woods. We met in the pubs and we met as friends. We started as a rumor. The fire spread and the thoughts erupted till soon we became a flaw, more than just a beginning. To tell this story, I have to introduce you to my friend. I have to introduce you to Lee.
I believe Leaf is a visionary. A visionary of nature. He's a magician, a spellbinder. He weaves magic with words. Lots and lots of words.
Do you want to take your life? Do you want to give your life to Leaf? Maybe
if he asked me to, yes I would.
Maybe hand out leaflets on the street.
Leaflets?
Leaflets, and then like little small piece.
Oh, Jesus.
I know at least a man who's very true to his word.
Which word's that?
I don't know. But, anytime I think of it, I'll just remember the sort of the manner in which we reached the terms of his lease with us at the flat. And
evil. You guys are such evil bastards for that, aren't you?
No. This is the point I'm making. He instigated it. Mm-hmm. Sure, it was his idea to set the term over Game of the Fool. And we sort of went along with it, and we came up with all these ridiculous things like making him sleep in a tent in the garden. We had to wash our dishes, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. He was only allowed to shower per day after we'd both showered.
Yeah.
And only 10 minutes.
And he still had to pay us some rent. I can't remember how much, but he had to pay something. But to his eternal credit, I certainly had no real intention of putting him through any of these ordeals. But when we got back from the pub that night, he had drawn up a contract, which he then got signed, saying that he would do these things. And he did them. All.
That's true, he did. Oh, we absolutely fleeced him.
I was like, what?
I
was in Australia at the time, and I just want to point out that I was hearing all this. I was like, a bunch of bastards. I mean, you slept in there alone for months after for free. And then Lee came along and asked the same favour back, and you fleeced him.
No, it was his idea.
Yeah. He said,
we never once held him to any part of it.
It's the thing that Lee has to sometimes protect him from himself, not from other people.
We were teaching him a lesson.
Yeah.
We were teaching him a harsh lesson about reality. One which he still hasn't learned. Which I intend taking advantage of him again.
When you move out to America.
Yeah, and suggest perhaps we go for a game of pool.
Don't you know that I'm not the world's strongest man when it comes to you and your world? I'm long lost. Can't you see the towers of my naked shine like a dime? Take me back again to your warm design and again. Again, again, longing for belongings here again. And I need your laugh, you know, I can't pretend anymore. And didn't you know that I'm not the world's strongest man when it comes to you? And your world I'm long lost. Can't you see the towers of my naked shine like a dime? Take me back again to your warm design. Da 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 da.
Stay safe, Alan Breeze. We'll speak
to you. Take it easy, bro.
Will do. Thank you.
Don't forget the topics.
Yeah.
And someone can make a funny joke about the chocolate bar again.
We've done that, Sean.
Oh, have we?
I think we exhausted that one.
Yeah, we exhausted that within about 30 seconds of mention.
I apologise. Okay, dudes. I'll speak to you all later.
Okay, take it easy.
Catch you.
Bye.